I know. My dad's house, of course, down below the hill here, and there the living room and dining room were kind of divided like this, only my granddad was a carpenter on it, and he built some cabinets in there that my mother could store dishes in. You could see them from this side, and the other side was open, but that's only open about, it's closed about that high, and from there up it's open.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a post on each side. Other than that, it was one room, you know, everything together. And my folks didn't have any particular name for it. My mother died in 1929, and I was about 20 years old. I don't remember her having any specific names for rooms that were any different than we used.
Mm-hmm. But you got the living room and the dining room. What
living
else?
Living room, dining room, kitchen,
bedroom,
bedrooms, bathroom.
I can't find pictures.
That's about it, as far as our associates go.
Well, we were married in Carson during the Depression. We married in 1932.
Mm-hmm.
We built this house. Well, you know, you didn't have a lot of money to spend, and we didn't have the upstairs in either. Later, when our youngest boy is 33, when he was a year old, and we put the two big bedrooms upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But at our financial status, and in 1932, you didn't have much money. You you just built a house and and put as little as you could in it. Just so you had a house, I guess.
So if you have an extra room where you keep various things you're not using, what would you call that?
Well,
junk room, I guess. I really don't know what to say. I'd call it.
Is that what you'd call it? The junk room?
No.
You.
It's usually somebody's den is usually what it is.
Well, that's just like my study.
And we have this one bedroom, and you goof up a little in doing things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I picked a plan out there, we picked a plan out for this house, but we made a few minor changes in it.
Yeah.
And that was just enough to upset it. You find out after you got it all built that you shouldn't have made those changes. Well, you should have had a fireplace. Right where you're sitting.
Well, we couldn't have had a fire. There wouldn't have been no wall space to.
It would have been all right, but the house was patterned to be 30 by 30, and we cut it down to 28 by 30 because the dollars were long ways apart. And
28
I could only make $9 a week, and I was lucky to make that because a lot of guys couldn't make $9 a month. And anything you can do to save a dollar was what you done. And that goofed the whole bit up. Consequently, what was to be our second bedroom downstairs just got pretty much cramped.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because the stairway in the back was put on your wrong.
It was put in different, and the extra 2 feet of space just goofed the whole works up, that's all.
The extra 2 feet of space could have had a, what do you call that thing that the fire goes up, the smoke goes up?
Chimney?
Yeah.
Chimney.
Well, the fireplace would have had a chimney up the outside.
The parts of a fireplace, what do you call the part where the fire burns?
The hearth, I suppose, isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah, there's not many fireplaces here. I mean, you don't hear the term.
Oh, yes.
In the new houses, yes, but
houses,
I'm talking about houses built
sure.
20 years ago and before that, there's very few fireplaces in this part of the country.
Mm-hmm. But would you pronounce the same word she pronounced? Just
hearth, huh?
Hearth, that would be the hearth part of it. Part over, it's the mantle.
What about the little iron things you lay the wood on? What do you call those things?
And iron.
Yeah, and iron, I suppose.
If you have a big log that's sort of the guts of the fire, what would you call that?